I want to welcome everybody to the Tidewater Caddy Shack, episode 5. This episode is called Depression. The reason being is because a lot of us that were winning have lost, except for a couple people. Well, actually, one person. So today we have a structured event. We're going to do 12 minutes per topic, and we already have our agenda put together. We're going to do last week's matchups, worst team so far, most improved, worst coach of the week, which is going to be me, injuries, predictions, and donkey award. All right, so I want to introduce, we have the champ. I have the champ to the left of me wearing his shades. We have Rico, the owner of the replacements. We got the commish at the other side of the table, shaking his head in depression.
Man, there's a lot of sad faces in here today.
Total disbelief.
Sorry for stumbling, everybody. It's been a little time. I'm sorry that we're a little late getting this to everybody, but we did have some life stuff, just life in general, stopping us from doing this, but we're doing it.
Myrtle
now.
Beach golf trip.
Myrtle Beach. All right, so we're going to talk about the first thing. We're going to talk about last week's matchups.
I like how you're using Myrtle Beach as the way to keep me from talking today.
Yeah, we're going to
try. You know what? You know, Rico.
Can you mute his mic?
I'm trying to. If I can mentally mute it, I think I could, but I can't.
I got one thing for my fans. One second.
What's that?
Thank God there's bourbon on the table.
What is going on right now? This is not fair. Oh, the champ is here.
So I just want to let everybody know
the
that
the champ is here. Is a maker's mark. Let me tell you that.
It is, thank God. Thanks,
thank
Bill,
God for that.
Bill Hopke, yeah. Thanks for the maker's mark. Yeah. You're a good man.
As always, appreciate you.
God, this sucks so bad. I mean, here's a shout out to everyone. All right, so there's three of us here. We had six last week.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All the losers were afraid to show up. I'm a humble guy. I lost this week. I know Henry lost this week.
I did, yes.
We're here, and we're going to take this beating like a man.
We are. We're going to take it. We are definitely going to. This is going to be an interesting episode because
it's going to suck so bad.
We have been praying for the replacements to lose, and they have not lost. So
I mean, they were losing so bad that I went so far to throw out some text.
Yeah. I smell. Oh, okay.
Do some text out.
What's up, replacements? Jesus. Jesus.
Now I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be a humble.
Big game. Big game this
humble.
Week.
I'm going to be humble today.
Yeah. Big game
humble.
This week.
Yeah, okay. You're going to be humble, yeah. If you're not humble, you're not welcome on this next podcast. Because what I love about you, Rico, what I do love about you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's wearing sports. Honestly, woo! I think these are the nicest. These are the nicest sunglasses
here,
I've seen. These are the nicest sunglasses I've seen. So I just let you know that the picture I just took of you is going to be the picture for this episode.
I agree. I think it should. With his aviator glasses on.
Aviator. Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So we're going to start the clock
Let's
real quickly.
Happen.
The first one that we're going to look at. I'm sorry. I have to go back to last week, right?
Yes, sir.
Before Myrtle or after Myrtle?
But during. Let me see if I a scoring preview. See, I'm not even on the right thing. I got to get there. The scores. All right, but I did lose. Just so everybody knows.
Yeah, it was
help
terrible.
Me out. Help me out.
All right,
out,
week three. What are we gonna? We're gonna start with the Reef Donkeys and friggin' in the rigging. All right, I'll just go ahead. I got her up already. So.
Yeah, I know, but I can't find it on the. Oh, here we go. Okay,
so
go ahead.
So, Donkeys performed fairly well. I mean, I felt good going into this match, and I felt good halfway through this match. We were hanging out at the bar, and I'm like, man, Donkeys are killing it, and I was up like. By 40, 50 points, just like a lot of matches this week. And I think this week was all like the second half because I turned my phone off and wasn't even paying attention. And all of a sudden I saw Keenan Allen go absolutely insane and put 43 points on me. And I lost 137 to 164, which, all right, hats off to friggin' in the riggin'. Put up a big. I mean, he's their number one scorer this week.
There we go.
Yeah, I think they're the highest scorer. Yeah, they put the
highest. Riggin, man, he made a big pickup with Bridgewater.
No, I picked the Bridgewater up.
Well, that was you?
Yeah, of course, man.
Y'all learning.
I thought.
But no, my point, oh, you know, check it out, though. I mean, oh, so God. I score 137 points, which is good for like fourth or fifth place in the league this
year. And it wasn't enough.
So 137, 164. Fortunately, the Reed Donkeys didn't pull it off. You were ahead very
almost was enough to beat your ass.
But if you look at friggin' the Regan, I mean, he's got Lamar Jackson, Kamara just went off. Allen went off. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you still
picked up
some good points. You really did.
I didn't leave any on the bench. I couldn't do much.
No, what killed him was 43 was on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's a lot.
No, freaking retarded that will be facing me next week.
Who you playing next week?
The freaking retardants.
The freaking retarded.
That's a new nickname.
I just give everybody names.
But the scariest thing is that freaking the Rican left 57 points on the bench.
He's looking
strong, dude. He's got the Rams D. He's got Rodgers. He's got Fournette.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
I'm so scared over here.
All I know is Mahomes, the big matchup last week was Mahomes and Jackson. Mahomes obviously showed he was pissing excellence and did well.
Yeah, he's going to have a hell of a year.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, what got you was his wide receiver.
It happens every now and then. I mean, who was it last week that lost to the Patriots defense, scored 45 points on the defense? So I'm comfortable with it. I just don't want to see this going on. I mean, we'll get to the standings and we'll talk about that. We'll look at the points for. I mean, I got a lot of points scored against me this week, this season so far. So, and I'm still holding on to 2-0 or 2-1. So,
all right. Well,
the
next game is going to be the Bad News Bears against Here's My Money. This is the reason why depression is the name of this episode, because I am fucked. I left 2 points on the bench. I got Breeze out. I got AJ Green out, which obviously I knew that. But Deshaun Jackson's out. But I ended up losing 114 to 109. Props to my boy Johnston. Props to him. I mean, you know,
is on IR. You know, you can use an IR slot and grab another player.
I don't think there's enough room for IR on your team.
I thought about that. You know what? That's why my name is called Here Is My Money, because I didn't know about the IR.
Here's my panties.
He did. You know what? He nicknamed you Here's My Panties.
Okay, so that should be the name of this episode, Here's My Panties.
Yeah.
But props to Johnson. He left 87 points on the bench. 87.
Yeah, he did.
And he still won.
Austin Hooper. Tight end.
So you guys are super excited to play me. I lost.
Tyler Lockett went off.
And I'm still 2-1. I'm still above 500, so you all can go fuck yourself. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
He's still alive.
Next game, we're going to talk about Wentz, Ballsack, and El Dicho.
That's a close one.
That was a close one. Wait. Which one's that one?
So let's see. This could be the coaching mismatch. Someone left 39 points with the Daniel Jones on the bench.
Daniel Jones or Winston? Winston. El Dicho left Winston on the bench.
And could have won the game with that move.
Yeah. Could have won that because he started golf. But I would have started golf too. But don't listen to me because I suck.
Oh, he picked up Burkhead. and didn't start. He put the running back for San Francisco in, which I didn't understand that. I mean, Burkhead, you got to put a New England running back in.
Well,
puts Burkhead in. That's 13 points. He wins then, too. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know the worst coach of the week is really. I mean, I know.
Well, I mean, I don't agree on what Here's My Panties said earlier.
What's that?
Because I would have started Winston over golf.
You would have.
Yeah, I kind of think.
Golf was playing against the Rams.
And you got some inside information on your Giants.
I ain't being a Giants fan, we ain't got no defense.
You got no defense, okay. So, all right.
I mean, you got to look at what happened the first 2 weeks of the Giants games. I mean.
But it's a big win. It's a big win for Wentz, right? He could have been 0-3.
Yes.
Big win for Wentz. Props to him.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
All right, next game we got Bucknut. I'm going to say that every time. Man, that was a close one.
Oh, my God. That's a one-pointer.
That's a one-pointer against the GOAT. Let's look at that one. That's actually really, I mean.
And they were projected. That's pretty cool because they were projected to be within 1 point of each other.
That is damn.
Look at the projections.
It was actually less than 1 point. Yeah. Well, it looked like it was 16, 18 points.
All right,
I think what got him was he didn't start McCoy. McCoy had 22 on the bench.
Yeah, and he put Sonny Michel in. Because he's a freaking New England fan.
No, it's Sonny Michael.
That's a honey. homie, if I should say, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you, where is it? Mark Ingram, Hitachi, 35 points.
Hitachi Michael,
yeah. Kawasaki.
Yeah, Kawasaki.
But 56 on the point, 56 on the bench, 55 on the bench. So they were, this was a tight matchup.
That was a tight. This was a tight
match. That's a good match. But I think
T.Y. Hilton went out. I mean,
but I think Mark Ingram was the key factor right there.
To lose by one, that sucks. Yeah. I mean, and then you only got three from your kicker. Holy shit, that's terrible. I mean, if I was butt nugget, man, I'd be on suicide watch.
You know, Sean, you need to come. You need to join the podcast for this one time.
Yeah, because this is just piss poor around. Coaching right here. I mean, you got to be kidding me. How do you sleep at night? And you leaving McCoy on the bench and then put? Oh, God, that's bad.
I don't know, McCoy.
I guess. That's the worst. Kansas City was playing Baltimore. You expect probably Baltimore to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe, but just the worst when you have one of these losses when you know you could have started somebody and win. And that's tough.
That's a tough
one. I haven't had one.
I can't agree or disagree because I suck at this. So.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody could have given that 1 point. Just like you said, it could have been his kicker. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, the kicker. I mean, the kicker is another field goal. I mean, I don't know how many he missed. I mean, I don't know how it worked. But if he missed a field goal, that would suck. If he gets 3 or 4 points, the game's over.
I mean, and it does suck.
Or, the other thing is, like, they go for two instead of kick the extra point. They at least would have tied.
I mean, what sucks is if you look at his kicker, New Orleans scored 33 points. So you would think he kicked
that a decent make any, amount of time. That don't make any sense.
Yeah, only 3 points.
Well, I mean, he had three field goals. Yeah. I mean, extra points. So that's 21. But then what the hell happened? They go for two the other time? Yeah, I didn't even follow that game. Crazy. We were in Myrtle Beach, and we don't remember much. So I'm not really sure about what happened in that game. But the fact that the kicker went out with a hammy, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, Butt Nugget just did not piss excellence in this game.
Next game, we have the Accountant, and we have Yank D's. Now this is 158-94.
Ooh, Yankees.
I have a feeling
Yankees the goat of the week with only 94 points.
Yankees is not here currently.
Yeah, I would take the day off too.
I would take the day off.
Only put up, he didn't even score triple digits, man.
Man. He left 58 on the bench. So, sorry, Ant, but
He started Kevin Ridley over Marvin Jones against the Eagles secondary. Anybody playing? I'm gonna tell you right now. Everybody listening to this podcast, if you're in fantasy and your wide receiver is going up against the Eagles secondary, if you don't start them, you're a dumbass.
And that's the same way I feel about the Giants.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, that's some good advice. I appreciate that advice. Being an Eagles fan, I think that's good that you bring that up. Thank you. But he got 25 from his Panthers D. But
that's pretty good.
Wilson put up 45 points.
Yeah, that's tough to recover. When you got a 40 spot on anyone, that's what killed me. I had 43. Right. I mean, you get someone to get up in the 40s, it's tough, man. It's tough to recover.
I mean, he left Olsen on the bench. He left Murray on the bench.
He still lost by 64 points. Yeah, that's an ass whooping. Well,
Yankees, smackdown
of the week.
I think that might be the smackdown of the week.
That's a smackdown of the week.
We could talk about
that. Might be the smackdown of the week.
I do got to say, even the accountant posted a text that was pretty funny.
What did he say?
I don't know. Dan, you want to read it?
Oh, yeah. I might pull that up. Hilarious. Give me some time. Go to the next one.
We'll talk about it.
Congratulations to the accountant. He pulls off his first, win of the year. He's 1-2. Yankees is 0-3.
And we were dogging the accountant last podcast, if you recall.
We were.
So he came back, baby. He came back strong.
I got it right now. It says, if I double up Anthony, can I have an hour podcast on stumping a mud hole in an ass and walking it dry?
Wow. Oh, nice. Wow. You know, I was avoiding the
stomping a mud hole in the ass and walking it dry. Wow. You know why when you stop and you get in mud comes up and gets your ass? It's not good, man.
Yeah, it's not good.
So how long does it take to walk it dry, I guess, is the question.
So that kind of was on a mission, I gotta say.
I think he was on a mission, yeah. He made some
He redeemed
calls.
Himself. He did.
Last game to review is Boats and Hoes versus the Replacements. We have 120-143. Again, the Replacements win.
This shit is getting depression. So fucking old.
Depression, depression, depression.
I apologize for my language, but I'm...
Oh.
Dude, he literally.
That's my new theme song.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad. Where's Kano, man? Because Kano had him up. It was like 95 to 6 for a while. Yeah, you remember looking at that? It was terrible.
It doesn't matter what any of y'all feel today.
Your Giants. 73 Your Giants just decided to show up. I think it was.
Let's rewind here. That's all I heard last week when y'all was saying what?
I think it was Evan Ingram.
I choose the boats and hoes. That's all I kept hearing last week.
That was good, dude. I enjoyed it.
It was awesome, man.
I didn't enjoy it at all. Who did I pick last week?
I can't remember.
I chose the boats and hoes.
I think it was all you fools going against the fan champ.
I'm going to have to listen to something else before I go to bed tonight. That's stuck in my head.
How'd you do that rewind?
That's the tape playing.
All right, so he won by Ingram. I mean, his tight end came alive in the second half. I think that's what got it. Because
I am going to be humble now.
33 with Deshaun Watson, 25 for Ingram, 26 for Julio Jones. Julio Jones stepped up for you.
Nothing against bolts and holes, but he did have me in the beginning.
He did, big time. And I was so excited. But
the 4 o'clock games, like Gurley fucking let him down. Gurley only gave him 4 points. Gurley, man, what the hell?
Everybody was celebrating.
That's the timer. So we are done with our first topic.
Good. I'm glad because we ended on the dumbest. Yeah, when it doesn't matter when we end this. We don't need to hear from the champion.
Boats and hoes. You just got the smack attack.
All right. Worst team so far. So let's
Worst team so far. Let's talk about that. I mean, that's pretty evident.
Antonio.
Anthony, I'm sorry, brother.
Hasn't got on the winning side of the... Yeah, Yankees just had a horrible draft.
Sorry, dude. It's feeling the pain.
He played pretty good cornhole during the draft, but he didn't apparently draft good players.
Let me pour a shot of bourbon real quick.
I do got to say,
the shot's for you, Anthony.
Yeah, well, I mean, so he's the only non-winning team. I was going to say undefeated. Non-winning. He's the only team that has yet to win this year.
Yeah.
Everybody else has at least one win. And, you know, the parity's there. There's only one team out there that's undefeated, and we're not going to mention. And then there, all the others are 2-1. I mean, it's pretty cool. A lot of parity out here. So, but then you got Yankees. Yankees is starting out as the you know, the Giants normally do, 0-3 or 0-4.
You can't call them the Giants no more. Because we got to win. We could go to, say, it's Washington.
No,
they play tonight, right? No, Thursday.
Thursday night.
Today's Wednesday.
Eagles play Thursday night.
Thursday, champ. Yeah,
and that's going to get ugly.
So, in Washington, 0-3?
Yeah, they are.
They have not won yet.
They're 0-3, yes.
They're terrible. So, Yankees is the Washington Redskins. Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay, so we're in agreement for the worst team so far.
Yeah, I think we can pick up time. I don't think we even have to spend time on this. It's terrible. He literally needs to learn how to piss excellence. He needs to drink more or something else because this is freaking terrible. I mean, 0-3, really, Yankees? I mean, come on, you got to step it up. I mean, as the commissioner of the league, I need parity, and I can't have. I
think he needs to start Jones.
I got to have somebody up here that can actually be competitive. I mean, this isn't good. I mean, how do you think the NFL feels about the Dolphins right now or the Skins? Wow. Yeah, I mean, seriously,
are you comparing Yankees to the Dolphins?
I mean, Roger Goodell. Yeah, Roger Goodell. I mean, yeah, as the commissioner of the NFL, he's like, we got to get. I mean, this is a big market. I mean,
you the Dolphins,
Yankees is a big. It's a big market. He's a big boy. You got to be up there. I can't have Yankees go 0-3. It's not good.
Well, you know,
Up your game, brother. Up your game.
There's some waiver picks out there, baby.
Well, I think he did. He made some waiver picks, right?
I don't know what he's doing. He picked his nose.
Holy shit. I'll tell you what, if I was Yankees, I'm at this podcast. I'm at this podcast next week, boy. I'll tell you, if I was Andy, I'd be here. I'll be here.
The reef nut sacks. That's what the champ calls him.
The reef nutsacks.
Hey, well, the Reef Donkeys is the commissioner of the league, and I can control how this shit works. So you be careful how you're...
You control whatever. You can take points away. How
offensive, your language is. Just be careful right
Be
now.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful, everybody. All right, so let's just move on to the next because you know we don't want to really rip into him that hard. Most improved.
I'm going to go Yank D's. He can only go up from here. I mean, shit. I mean, as far as growth goes, I mean, he hadn't won yet. So,
holy
I mean,
shit.
He gets one win. Well,
we're
is most improved
this week. I know. Talk about the future. That. I know. My vote's the accountant.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think he stepped up. I think Wilson stepped up. McCaffrey stepped up. Aguilar can't catch babies, but he stepped up.
Yeah. Can't catch babies.
He can't catch babies. You hear about that?
Yeah.
You hear about that? So Lindsay stepped up. So my vote is for the accountant. He still left 45 on the bench.
But the other thing, he also improved his smack talk this week.
He did. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
And guess what he also did? What's up? On that waiver. He picked up like three players before this weekend. And look, I mean, like we keep talking, waivers, baby.
I hit the waivers.
Gotta get on that waiver line.
I hit the waivers. Yeah. I hit the waivers. I had four different picks.
You have to do it.
Unfortunately, I was seventh in line on the waivers, which sucks. So
yeah, it's because you were winning with 98 points.
You're right, motherfucker.
And I think
just so you know, when I put this on Spotify and Apple Tunes, I click explicit. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, son.
Yep.
All right. So
he got exposed, Commish. He got exposed.
So Rico,
he did.
Everybody knows they play their bench. They got them beat.
Rico, what's your most improved team this week? This week.
You know, I do got to give it to probably the Con. I think he made some good moves. He showed in his points.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what was his points the last 2 weeks before, but I mean. He had a big week this week.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll pull up just the thing that gets me is.
I think the accountant. Hold on,
you know, it's right really now. Amazing to me how much of a.
The accountant had 84 points last week, the week prior.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to 84 to 156, I think. So he, it was a big jump.
I also got to say, the freaking, what is it, freaking retardeds?
They came up. They've improved. That's what I was going to say. I mean, they jumped. The last 2 weeks, they put. Yeah. I mean, he's second. He's second in total points. He jumped me.
I do give him that. You know.
Okay. He jumped me. I mean,
I know he's been trying to call
me
out.
It's us three. It's us three right now. Yeah. In total points overall.
Yeah, yeah. He's been trying to call me out. You know, he's next. I mean, on the SmackDown list.
Replace Matt's.
Yeah.
In the power rankings, it's us three.
Yeah.
The champ.
Yeah.
Friggin', and the donkeys.
Yeah,
wow. And he jumped the donkeys in points four.
Are you retracting
or what?
I mean,
it doesn't sound like you really wanted to pick. You mean it's like you're convincing yourself to pick someone else?
I'm praying to God that Keenan Allen breaks his neck or something.
What the fuck? He's wishing for a halo on someone's head.
Yeah, well, but be healthy, but just not be able to play anymore. Okay, maybe not break his neck, but maybe just like get dysentery.
Yeah. It's
or something.
Hard to look at it yet. You know, like we've been talking, it's hard to look at it both ways. You know,
okay.
The accountant made moves on the waiver, and it shows his improvement.
So maybe we have a dual
retarded,
win.
You know,
award this week.
Nah, no dual award. There's only one
dual
award.
So,
there's only one award.
So I'll give it to the accountant because what he got beat up. Big time, and he rebounded.
Okay,
so
he did play Yank D's though. So.
Yeah, but you got to look at the
he got his first win. You got to give it to account. He got his first win this week and put up some big points and came back with some smack talk, which was good.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he
was good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All
the hell with friggin'.
All right. So the overall pick is the accountant.
Is that who you got to?
Congratulations. The accountant has won the most improved of the week.
Right. Right.
Worst coach of the week. Who is that? I mean, I know it might be me. But I'll take it. I don't give a shit. I got injuries. If I didn't have injuries, I'm all good.
If you look at coach rating right now.
Yeah, look at the coach rating.
Bad news bears.
Oh!
It's number 12.
Johnson was too afraid to show up.
Couldn't show up. And you know what?
Couldn't show up.
Did you guys happen to get that text 20 minutes after we started this podcast? And he was like, hey, man, I ain't going to make it this week.
Yeah.
he should get the Donkey Award for that shit because the shit already started.
You, consider
you know
that.
What I'm saying? We got to consider that.
That.
I mean, we told him to be here at a certain time, yeah, and then he texts us 20 minutes later and says he can't make it. I mean,
then,
Dave,
then he's
really?
At home sleeping.
I think the rubbing donkey, one out. Donkey of the week should be the shit talking, the performance, the trades. Should be all the above.
You got to take all that in consideration.
Yes.
Yeah. And I then got to text you 20 minutes after saying I'm not making it.
He got the win. He should have been here.
Yeah, he got the win.
Well, he ain't getting the win. He's 12th in the league in coaching rating. He's leaving all the points on the bench. You know, I don't know. It's because Trubisky. He put Trubisky on the bench because he's all emotional because Trubisky sucked last week. And Trubisky went off this week.
This is a little crazy, but a dude put – he bet a 20-team parlay, bet 89 cents on a 20-team parlay. And the Skins had to beat the Bears, and he would have won $500,000
on 89-cent bet.
89-cent bet. He bet a 20-team parlay with between college football and NFL football,
and he hit them all. Hit 19
all
except
of them
for the Skins.
Except for the Skins.
Holy shit!
89 cents would have netted $500,000.
Wow.
Oh, I would kill myself. Oh, I mean, and I wouldn't kill myself. I killed Danny Snyder. Is what I would do.
Sometimes those sites actually say. You know, they actually negotiate and say, "Okay, we'll give you $100,000."
Yeah, right now.
Or we'll give you 75.
Yeah, I would have took it.
I don't know.
I would have took it.
I would have taken it.
I would have taken whatever you got. Yeah, I would
being a Skins fan. Yeah. I'm taking $50,000.
89 cents.
I'm taking $20,000.
Are we talking 89 cents?
89 cents.
That's crazy.
And he would have won $500,000.
He would have won $500,000. Yep. It was on Barstool Sports. Yep. Today.
That's insane.
89 cents.
That is insane.
But it's a 20-game parlay.
I know. You got to hit all of them. I mean, he hit 19 out of 20. That's pretty damn good, man.
Pretty fucking good. But could you imagine how stressed out he was because of that?
Well, then he should have took. If I don't know how they did it, but if they offered him, I would have took. Shit, I would have took whatever he offered me. 89 cents. You giving me $10,000? I'm taking it.
No, I would.
89 cents. You give me $500. I'm taking it.
$500 I would have taken it. Yeah. You know, but I would have met in the middle. But the point is that the Redskins suck this year, and it's unfortunate because I'm a Skins fan. But
this year,
well, that's some fucked up shit. Man. Hey, you know what? I'm about to go downstairs and get my goddamn fucking Tom Cruise glasses. I'll tell you that. My motherfucking attitude's going to change in a minute.
That was me smacking the table, but yeah, I had to get that out. I had to get that out.
That
man.
Was some fucked up shit. You know what? You're right. We sucked. All right. So worst coach of the year. Give us the standings
on
the worst coach.
So the donkey went to who?
No, we have the donkey award.
We have not,
the donkey
okay.
award goes at the end.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yep, yep.
All right. No, so we got Dave Johnson is number 12, right?
Worst coach, huh?
So we got
the worst coach of the
El Dicho's number 9.
Where am I at?
I'm pulling him up. Hold on. yeah, hold on. No, that's good. We're going to the accountant and Bucknut.
I'm playing Yankees next week.
Accountant and Bucknut are 7th and
even
eight.
Though I'm not predicted to win.
Wentz Balzac Ertz is 10th. I don't know who's 11th. I'm trying to find it right now. It's got to be here's my money.
Here's my pennies.
Here's my panties.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah. So we got here's my panties. We got Bad News Bears at 12.
It's
here's
called
my,
Here My Thongs, bitch.
Here's my panties at 11. Here's my panties
I don't
at 11.
I wear thongs, motherfucker.
Here's my Banana panties headaches. At 11. Wentz Balzac Ertz at 10. Jeez, you guys are terrible. And then we got Yankees at 9.
Where am I at?
You're
number 11.
11
number
dude.
11. So
yeah.
Who's 12?
Yeah, Dave did
Johnson?
Bad News Bears.
Congratulations, Johnson. You have officially won.
Look how he changed that around.
Worst coach of the week.
Are we not voting? Or?
No. I just wanted to do that. I wanted to see how he sounded.
And it's sad because he just beat you.
By fucking 5 points, motherfucker.
So, I mean, honestly, we got to vote. We got to vote here.
Yeah.
We going to go around the table
okay,
and vote?
Okay, so it's between
we gotta
me
vote,
and Johnston.
We got to vote. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, right. Champ. What do you got, all champ?
Right, so, listen. My vote.
I think I might. Vote. I mean, because he got beat by the worst coach in the league, he might be the worst coach.
I got to give it to him.
Who?
Here's my penny.
Here's my penny.
Vote is here's my thongs.
It don't matter what.
It's not fucking panties. It's thongs. Okay? I don't wear fucking panties.
In all disclosure, Okay. I'm going to give it to, here's my panties, but I can understand why he had a tough time this week because we were in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, well, you know, my injuries, but, you know, my injuries in the gym.
Myrtle Beach.
All right, next topic. Next fucking topic. Injuries. Oh, here comes
Emma. What are you talking about? Injuries. Let's go ahead.
No, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about the most significant injuries of the league that happened this week. My first thing is
your whole team.
Saquon Barkley. That crushed me.
No, that's a big one.
That's a huge one for me, man.
How long is he out?
I think 3 to 4 weeks, they say. Almost a month.
No, it's longer than that.
They said a month. He was
What did he do?
Ankle sprain.
Yeah, they were going to get a second MRI.
I heard 3 to 6 weeks.
I mean, it's going to be a big one. You know.
Yeah, that's huge. And being a fan of the Giants, that's a tough take, right?
Especially, yeah. I mean, when you know you have Daniel Jones finally get his chance to play. And, yeah, we did pull it off against Tampa. But, I mean, if you look at it, you know, the field goal kicker for Tampa, I mean, screw the game. I mean, Daniel Jones had a great game, not against him. But
Tampa,
like I said,
yeah,
I mean, your field goal, 40? It was like 43-yard field goal?
Yeah.
I mean,
Bruce Arians actually called he did a delay of game to push him back a little bit.
Yeah, it's BS, dude.
I mean, that's like fire material there. I mean,
that's just overanalyzing the situation.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely. So I think that's the biggest injury. And then who else got injured? Anybody else?
This week, no. Last week was bad.
Yeah, last week.
All the quarterbacks
went
down. Sean Breeze, who's on my team.
Correct.
Edelman got ribs. Had 19. Edelman, well, he may come back. We don't know. But this is what hurt me. I had Edelman 19 points in the first half, and he was killing it. And then he went out. Champ, he went out with ribs or whatever in the second half and didn't play. I had 19 points basically in the first half. So that's a situation that's a challenge. I don't know. I mean, we have these injuries. It's like fantasy. I always wish we could create a league where we could add, like, if somebody goes out, that we are able to put whoever's on our bench in, and if there was a way to accumulate the points from that point forward, the minute you put them in, they start accumulating points because it's part of your team.
Yeah.
I wish they would be able to do that, but that's okay. It happens.
It happens. I mean, that's just. I remember who was on the New Orleans. Was it Ingram or I think it was Ingram? He got that high ankle sprain when he first came in, and he was out 6 to 7 weeks. Yeah. Man, I had him on.
He looks good with Baltimore right now.
He looks good, but he looked good 5-6 years ago. But that high ankle sprain is above the shin. Because I looked into it, I'm like, what the fuck is a high ankle sprain? And that's what it is. It's above the shin. It's like.
Oh, it's in the tibia.
Yes.
I had him in basketball all the time.
Yeah, we used to play JV a lot. So let's talk about Ingram. So I mean, we're not talking about kiddie sports right now.
He played middle school.
I know you were in elementary school when you got a high ankle sprain. Yeah. But we're talking about sports.
He was like a college player playing in middle school.
You went to elementary.
Who was the uncle in?
He was Mutombo in the eighth grade class.
Fuck you, man.
Trying to dunk it all over the 8-year-olds.
Damn, son. Odul rules.
Well, who's the uncle in Napoleon Dynamite? That's who I was, man.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico, man.
Go! When he throws that steak at his face, he's like, ugh. Yeah. See those fucking mountains over there? I throw that steak over those mountains. Napoleon,
awesome.
He's riding the bike. Yeah. He's riding the bike, gets hit
the
face.
Yeah. Chickens have large talons. What? Does your chickens have large talons?
Oh, shit. That was fucking
funny. Great.
But,
funny.
Injuries are tough. You can't predict them.
No,
it happens.
You can't.
Well, that's what I don't understand. You guys are sleeping on the waiver wire. Nobody, I just picked up. You guys see a sneaky pickup came up this morning?
Who?
I mean, my boy over here, the Giants fan, should know about it because he gets off of probation, gets out of jail next week.
Who is that?
Golden Tate.
Golden Tate picked his ass up.
That was a good move.
And nobody, move.
Why
just
the fuck is he in jail?
Because he had the issue with fertility drugs, and it was such BS. He took a fertility drug, and it was a banned substance in the NFL. So they suspended him for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And once he comes back with Daniel Jones, dude, I'm thinking, I mean,
but
in a
why
PPR.
Why was he in jail?
He wasn't in jail, dude. I'm saying he wasn't in jail.
He was suspended.
He was in fantasy jail. All right, okay. He was in fantasy jail.
Okay, that's a fucking big...
Pass the baker's mark, will you?
I was like, God damn, he's in jail for distributing fertility fucking medicine?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Pass, give, man.
He took the same shit Antonio Brown just took. Oh,
that's I mean, I'm surprised you didn't
Antonio
take him.
Antonio Brown, that he is fucked.
The clown.
He went back to.
He's ain't going back to college.
Yeah, he did. He signed up. Did you see that meme with Billy Madison when he's waiting in the driveway?
Oh, that
back
was great.
To school.
Back to school.
Yeah, what was that movie with the funny comedian that he went back to school?
That's what you said. Billy Madison.
That's with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. Nudie Magazine Day.
Jesus fucking Christ. I love it. You know, the fucked up thing is I didn't even start the timer on this stuff. So we can keep on going.
Yeah. Nudie Magazine Day, man.
Yeah, I mean, on the injury, like I said, I mean, yo, it don't matter, man. Some of these players are getting hurt during warm-ups.
Yeah.
I mean, we seen it happen to the Eagles, last weekend?
We want to go on a soliloquy.
Yeah, but
I'll go on a soliquy if you want me to.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, injury is...
So here's my thought.
You just don't know.
I will bring this up. So this is a question. You don't know, but why some teams are snake bitten on injuries and others aren't. Do you blame the medical staff of the team?
You eventually do.
You have to, right? Yeah. You got to figure something out because the Eagles have been stricken by injuries every freaking year since they won the Super Bowl.
And I'm not trying to cut you off. About 3 or 4 years ago with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
They were getting hamstring injuries.
Yeah, soft tissue
constantly.
Yeah.
And they went to the trainer, I forget the guy's name, but that's where it starts because it's their job to stretch them,
right?
Warm them up,
right?
Do whatever, you know, shoot massive needles in their, you know, and I say that jokingly, but they take those cortisone shots. It's their job to get them loose before the game starts. So yes, to your question, I truly believe it is the coaching. It is the, you know, the strength. What is it called? The strengthening coach.
Yeah.
That's who it is.
Well, you got to have that doctor that has the good stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Is it good stuff spelled with...
You need Mr. Miyagi.
Is it spelled T-H-E-E?
Yeah. Mr. Miyagi.
Is the good stuff spelled with T-H-E-E? The good stuff?
Yeah. But to your point, Dan, yes, you have to look inside your organization and see what the fuck's going on because if people are pulling their hammies or now the high ankle sprains or the broken thumbs when you're throwing it, that's different. But if guys are running and they pull their hammies or whatever the case may be, it's definitely with inside the organization.
It just irritates me because it's Sean Jackson every year. The bottle's right here.
The bottle's right there, baby.
Compliments of Myrtle.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on to the next one.
We're going to do predictions. Yeah.
We're going to do predictions.
Which one are we starting with?
I'll go down the list. I got it pulled up. The first one is here's my thongs.
He was about to say, against, here's my panties.
Here's my panties against Yank Deets. Whoa.
I do got to say.
Oh, you
look
gotta
nervous
get on
over there, bro.
I do. My hair's all fucked up.
You want ball the shades?
You gotta,
I'm going to say right now, it looks like you might give him his first win.
Here's my panties. Needs to get on the waiver wire quick because you got a bench full of people who are out.
Already on the fucking...
Utilize your IR.
I'm going to.
Drop these players in IR. I will. Pull some more people in, man.
I will. But so the projection is 104 to 120. My projection total is 104.21. My bench projection is 13.01.
I'm gonna choke there. Woo!
So Yank
and he's
D's,
2-1.
And Yank D's is his projection is 120.28.
Quarterback. That's it. He put all his money in Baker Mayfield and it killed him because now he's got to start Andy Dalton.
Well, that's what I was gonna say because they are playing Baltimore. You know, Baltimore's probably gonna put.
I told you this in Myrtle. I think. Yeah.
I don't remember honestly, Mayfield. What you told me in Myrtle. So
Mayfield's overrated as shit. He's a one read quarterback. They had a stat on him in the fourth quarter. He's like a 48%.
And who's this?
Baker Mayfield. 48% passer rating. Terrible. He's got no touchdowns.
Off his fucking back. He's young. He's a stud. If I was him, I'd have Lions and like Rolls Royces.
Lions?
No, I'd have a lion as a pet. a pet and a fucking elephant in my backyard. Give the guy a fucking break, man. He's
like
gonna
that, like
he's
Hangover gonna, 2 when yeah, they're pissing in yeah, Mike Tyson's.
He got this
I don't
guy
think
will,
Baker gonna do anything.
But no, I think he's overrated as shit. I think
yeah,
the guy's
overrated
done
as fuck.
And right, you know what it is? It's Cleveland 101.
Thank
it's
you,
what it is. Every right, time they get somebody, they think it's like Tim Couch was supposed to be the savior,
I mean,
of Cleveland. He was terrible.
And paper, nobody could touch Cleveland. If you was actually to go and buy paper.
But Johnny Football was supposed to come in. But the
name of all. I mean, they had him all.
Johnny Football, exactly.
that boy
but I think Baker's different. I think he's gonna grow up in a
I respectfully disagree. I think the guy's going to turn into an Eric yeah, Crouch or a Johnny yeah, Manziel.
I don't think so.
He's done.
Yeah, he's young.
He's
but
done.
My thing is, you can't walk into the NFL and start talking trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Without even proving anything
yep,
yet.
Yep, I think he's
anything,
done. Right. I think he's done. I think Cleveland. I mean, I'm selling on Cleveland right now. Yeah. I'm selling on a Cleveland. If they are 500, they'll be 7-19 again, just like
that's
they always
okay,
are.
But in 2 years from now, hopefully, he sells that tiger or the lion and the elephant in the backyard and wakes the fuck up. I think he's gonna do that. I think if anything he maybe gets traded, but he's not gonna go to the CFL. I think he's different than Johnny Manziel. I think he promotes
Cleveland's where quarterback go to die, period.
No, he promotes awesomeness. I think he's got a fucking arm.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if they don't win this weekend against Baltimore, they're in trouble.
Who the fuck? But
that's
who,
in their division.
I can't disagree more. I think Baker Mayfield's yeah, career is over.
Yeah,
honestly, it's the way I look at it now. I mean, I may be wrong, but I'm going on record. This is recorded.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what I've seen with him, and he could progress, and I like his mantra, and I like his how it is, and all that.
I like his Hulu cuss, his fucking. Yeah.
But I just, I mean, I watch film on him, he should have won that game. He should have won that game last week.
He should have.
He had a wide open Jarvis Landry. Never once could've did he throw. To the $1 million man with his
but
Odell.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah,
it
didn't know. I mean, the guy, I mean, I don't know.
I know, but he's still young. He got in the league 2 years ago, man. He's been.
Yeah, Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl in his second year.
Is that your baby?
He's my baby.
Russell.
He's my, don't be pulling that fucking wanted shit.
Yeah, I know, right? You got money on this guy or what? I'm trying to figure this out.
You know
because Russell,
that,
Will,
you know
Russell Wilson won yeah, a Super Bowl in year two.
I just think he's
two,
good for the game. I think he's
Ben Roethlisberger won in year two.
I think he just needs to wake the fuck up.
Big Ben won in year two.
No.
Russell Wilson won in year
yeah,
two.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
I mean, Jared Goff. I mean, yeah.
You don't want my thoughts on Russell, but all right. So
okay.
All right. So all
so
right.
You do got Tom Brady.
I think Russell
Let me
Wilson.
See.
I think Russell Wilson.
All right.
Impressive.
So we're
looking at this game. Let's break it down.
Right. So we're going Yankees to get off the schneid. Hopefully, I don't know, but I can't go with Yankees.
I mean,
terrible.
Poor prediction. I know. Poor prediction. He does got you.
I'm going with here's my panties on this one.
It's thongs, not fucking panties. It's here's my thongs.
I don't know. No, panties and thongs.
Got,
does it really matter?
Yes, it does.
I do realize you made a big mistake.
Why?
What? I don't even know who you are.
Peterson.
Does it really matter?
You know y'all playing the Giants, right?
I know.
I said wide receiver, not,
I try to get
y'all
the backup.
Y'all can't run against.
I try to get the – my waiver wire was seventh. I literally put – who did I put in front of him? But my waiver wire was three. I had three separate players to get to the backup of the Giants. Never got to him.
So either the Giants be 2-3 or you guys get your first win?
No, we're not going to win. The Redskins are going to go fucking – they're going to be 0-7, I guarantee, off the start. I agree. I'm telling you. I agree. I'm telling you.
So
I'm going with
honest.
I'm going with the Yankees.
You know what? I did go with Yankees last
You're
week.
You're going against yourself.
I am, yeah.
And this time,
confidence.
I am going to go with here's my panties.
Oh, we got two against one.
The champ is picking here's my panties.
Yeah.
I think he'll redeem himself.
All right,
score.
I appreciate that.
And probably score 120 for the first time.
I initially had, I was on here's my panties for this one, but he made this comment about it's panties or thong,
yeah,
right? So, I mean, but does it really freaking matter if it's a panties or thong?
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
I mean,
big time.
He likes the grandma
panties. Not when the lights are off.
I like the thongs.
Hey,
he likes the fucking panties.
Did you see your picture?
Not when the lights are off. Not when the lights are off. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. Thongs are more important than panties, son.
I don't know, man.
All right, so we got
they both come off the same way.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. you know, the vote of confidence.
Don't let me down. If you let the champ down, is on fire. You're on fire next week, baby.
You guys want to make a trade?
Make an offer, brother. I'm here. I got all of you. What you want? I mean, I put Cam Newton back out there. Picked up Teddy Bridgewater.
Hey, you couldn't pay me to pick up fucking Newton.
He's hurt, ain't he?
That motherfucker got. Once I heard he got a Liz Frank injury, I'm like, Liz Frank is end of the season. That's like eight weeks to recover. He's done.
What, Newton's hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, Newton's
hurt. He's done for the season. It looks like Liz Frank, and Liz Frank is like, when you hear that word, Liz Frank injury, you're 8 weeks.
What is a Liz Frank injury?
So, you know, the bones on top of your foot?
Yeah.
Right where it meets your ankle?
Yeah.
Those bones come in a little area right there, and what happens is they hit and they separate, and it's a pain. It's terrible. Cow. Yeah, it's a terrible injury.
Damn.
So you got to be in a boot for a while.
All right, next game, El Dicho versus the GOAT. El Dicho is projected 114.94. The GOAT is 114.65.
That's going to be a close game.
Unless El Dicho gets 45 in the Patriots D, GOAT's winning this.
I agree. And they are playing Buffalo. Buffalo's, what, 3-0-2, right? It's going to be a good game.
No, Buffalo ain't 3-0,
are they? Yeah, they are. They're 3-0.
Unless he makes some changes.
Buffalo's 3-0.
So Buffalo and Patriots are 3-0 in their respective divisions.
Correct.
That's going to come down to be some interesting shit. Who's the coach of Buffalo right now? Because he's doing a damn good job. Yeah.
I'm sorry, El Dicho, but I'm going with the GOAT on this one. I like Ingram. I like T.Y. Hilton. I like Kelsey.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I might have to go with the GOAT because Goff at Tampa Bay. It's a tough one, man. Juju.
That's a tough one, man. Honestly, I want to.
This is a pick'em. This is a pick'em. This is one. If I was in Vegas,
this is a trap bet.
I would have
this
to. A trap bet.
This is a trap bet.
It is. This is a tough
one. All right, so we're gonna go to the next one. We're just running out of little time here. We got the replacements against the friggin' the Reagan. So we got
the freaking retarded.
We have the replacements at 135.66, and then we have freaking the rigging at 141.45, favored by 54%.
The champ is under.
I'm looking at, let me see. The Ravens are
playing. I'm going to vote right now.
Ravens are playing Cleveland, so.
I'm voting for friggin' in the rigging, just so, for the parity.
I'm sorry, but I'm going with the champ here. I'm going with the replacement.
I mean, there's a lot of green on the right side of friggin' in the rigging.
I don't know.
It could be all green at once, baby. It was all green last week.
You got to shot.
You went when you was crying in here last week.
If he doesn't beat you, he's going to let me down. I'll tell you that right now. He's going to whoop your ass.
I mean, I'm seeing Deshaun Watson going against Carolina.
Lamar Jackson against Cleveland at home.
He's
going to
light him up. Julio Jones is going through Tennessee. I mean, I see the replacements. My picks are replacements.
Oh, Julio Jones at Tennessee is going to be a bad game because Tennessee got a nice secondary.
Yeah, but I don't know if he cuts it in half.
Keenan Allen at Miami, dude. That's so bad. I mean, Keenan Allen's going to put up 75 points, man. Miami's is like, they don't even show up.
You know, Keenan Allen's been a great fucking receiver for a long time, and he's never been recognized.
Shut up with that. He beat my ass last week. I don't want to hear it.
And I fucking enjoyed every moment of it.
He's not doing a two-peat.
Shut up with that bullshit. I mean, all I know is
he gave him a three-piece with
it. I mean, the only option you got is when teams play Miami, they go to South Beach the night before. He could be hungover.
I do got a tough game this week. I do.
You do.
I had one last week.
My vote is the replacements.
I had a tough week last week, and I scored 137 points and lost. That's bullshit.
That's because you ain't the.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
All right, next game.
I'm just kidding.
We got the account against the Bucknut. We have the account at 124.32. We have Bucknut.
Ooh, that's one, a tight one.
Yeah, that's another tight one. We got two. Wow. Another tight game.
When we have tight games like this, I always look at the quarterbacks. When you get a tight game, because you can never really tell what the position players are going to do, but look at the quarterbacks.
You got Prescott in New Orleans.
Seattle against Arizona, and you got Prescott in New Orleans. And New Orleans is actually pretty tight, and it's in New Orleans. I've been there, and you know how loud it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Wilson, and I'm going to go with the accountant on this one.
I'm on the Bucknut.
I think the count is going to pull it off again.
I don't think Prescott's going to have hell of a game.
Unless they make some adjustments. He's got Vernon Davis starting.
Dude, it's impossible to play.
That's not happening.
It's impossible to play.
He's got Aguilar starting. starting.
I mean, he got Olsen on the bench though that he could probably start.
I'm going with Russell Wilson on this one.
But I am.
That's a deciding factor.
I'm going with
so you got the count, and I got Bucknut.
All right.
All right, next game, Bad News Bears versus the Reef Donkeys. We got 118.81 against 123.02. Reef Donkey in the favorite. I mean, you got Mahomes. Ooh, he put Trubisky in.
The champ is going to make a quick.
All right, make it, baby.
I'm going to go with Reef Nut Sacks on this.
Okay, well, I think
he's going to redeem himself this week.
Okay.
He had a tough loss last week. I've been pretty consistent,
140 points. He got to score 140.
What's consistent mean?
Consistent, damn it.
What does consistent mean?
You got to call me out on that.
Yes, you're right.
You are right. My thing is, 140. You got to score 140 to beat me. So,
well,
score 140.
The thing is, you got Odell going against Baltimore, who's not a easy defense.
Edelman's at Buffalo does not easy defense. That's the thing. I might make my change. I might put DJ Chark in there. I don't know.
I think Baker Mayfield's going to have a great
game. Chris Thompson.
And he's going to throw the shit out of Odell Beckham.
Might put Thompson in against New York.
All right, who are you going with?
I'm going with the Reef Nutsacks.
Who are you going with, Dan?
Seriously, is that a question? I'm going with the home team.
I'm going with Bad News Bears.
You're an asshole.
I'm going with the Bad News Bears.
We're going to have to put money on this shit. We're going to have to start keeping track of it.
I think it's a great idea. I think we should.
We're going to have to start putting money on that. Right, it might change your fucking mind.
We got the replacements for the Reef Donkeys. We got the Reef Donkeys for the Reef Donkeys. We got Here's My Thongs for the Bad News Bears. Last game, we're going to look at. So we have Wentz Ballsack at 123.68. We have another tight game, Boats and Hoes, 126.03. Another tight. We have a lot of tight games this week. Tight like a fucking thong. Holy shit.
Panties.
Since I'm not facing the Boats and Hoes, and I just put the smack down on his ass, I have to pick him this week.
The Boats and Hoes.
To redeem himself.
All right, so the champ has picked Boats and Hoes.
Oh, they,
Reef and Donkeys.
He picked up Daniel Jones with the Giants. That's a nice pick. Who do you pick up? Oh, wait.
Daniel
so this, my prediction is that he's going to be the most improved next week. And I'm going Wentz Balzac.
Okay.
And I think they're going to win.
Damn. Okay.
The team's coming alive with Devontae Adams and Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking at Daniel Jones playing the Skins. He's got Gallman against the Skins.
Yep.
I'm going with Wentz.
He picked up Wayne Gallman because Barkley's out, right?
Yeah, so, yep. Correct.
Yeah, I'm going with Wentz Ballsacks.
Smart move.
Next topic. Donkey Award of the Week.
We talked a little bit about it earlier. What were some of the comments earlier? We had some issues, right? So we had like
players that don't show up.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Yeah.
Coaching decisions.
Smackdowns.
Smackdown was big.
Yeah.
Two of the guys that, you know, I mean, Yank D's and
here's my thoughts.
Bad News Bears.
I'm changing my fucking name right now. I'm changing it right now. Just so you know.
You take the name the champ gives you.
All right, what's my name, son? What's my name?
Here's my panties.
Oh, man. I got to take that name then.
No, you don't.
I'm taking it.
I'm going to make it. For all the nice fans out there, he don't need to take it.
I'm taking it. I think
everybody in the league would be wishing to hear that said to them.
here's my pants. Donkey of the Week.
You do like that, eh, Dutch?
Donkey of the Week. Actually, this is fucked up. My Donkey of the Week is El Dicho. I think he should have made some better coaching decisions. I think El Dicho, you're the Donkey of the Week.
It's a tough one. I can't remember all the things. I'm trying to pull up the score. Let me just look at the scores last week.
So it's either El Dicho or the Yankees, but
I mean,
he even told me he should have started a couple people. And And I looked at
it. Well, my biggest donkey of the week would always be the guy that didn't put their time in the setting as a commissioner. Didn't put their time in setting a lineup. Because they're like, well, it doesn't matter. And that, I can't have people in the league like that. It drives me nuts.
What are you going to do, kick them out?
Well, no. I mean, it's just like it's just important to understand that because it affects everybody else around. You understand that, right? Yeah. I mean, it affects everybody. There's money involved and stuff like that. So if you're not putting the effort into it.
Yeah.
So who do you think?
I mean, my boy Amp put effort into it and it still sucked. So, I mean, honestly, maybe my guy needs to
I don't
go.
Know if I'm going to publish this fucking podcast. I don't know. I mean, I'm just giving you a lot of fucking attitude right now. I'm going to start charging for the editing. I just know that.
Oh, no. We're
nah, I love my boy. I love my boy, Ant. I do. Hey. I love him. Yeah, and I'm going to call him out.
We
maybe.
Love all you. We
it's just like it
you.
Is.
Yeah, I'm going to call him out
the
a little
day
bit on
that. The champ ever loses, you know.
That's a tough one.
Just so you know, everybody that's
everybody in the league is waiting for that day, huh?
Has his legs crossed. He's got Tom Cruise glasses on.
That's fucking
he's got
good.
A drink in his fucking hand, and he's laying back like he owns
like he owns
place.
A motherfucker place. But yeah.
But you know, unfortunately, he does. Unfortunately, he owns this place currently. So we need everybody out there to make good fucking decisions to knock him out of this
Damn.
Tom Cruise shit. Right? We need that. We need everybody to step up and see what they can do and do the waiver wires and really take this seriously because we got to knock Tom Cruise.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, honestly, as I give this some
seat.
Thought, as I let the commission have the mic. As I give this some thought.
Oh, come on. I'm the host of this. I get the mic.
I know
so.
You are.
But I'm giving the mic to the commission.
But my question ahead, was, baby. I haven't given my donkey award. All right, so okay. So as I give this some thought. Right? I mean, it all happens. Sometimes we have a good lineup and nobody produces, right? So I got to give, I mean, as much as I talk shit about Anthony, he's the lowest scorer of the week. It was pretty bad. It happens, but he scored really well the first 2 weeks. So
he did, yeah.
So I got to give him credit. It's just a bad week for him. So my donkey award week is going to go to friggin' in the retarded or whatever.
Why is that?
Because
he beat you?
Well, I mean,
that is sad.
Keenan
that
Allen
is a bad
choice. 43 points up against me.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going against. I'm going with friggin' and Regan for beating the fucking commish. It's bullshit. So he's a fucking donkey.
There we go.
He's a donkey.
Now we got it.
He's a donkey.
Did you already pick yours?
No, I did not.
All right, I want to hear from the Rock.
That's my uncle.
Fucking donkey.
God damn it. I love it though, baby.
I gotta say, you know, I'm like, damn, man. You know, I mean, I saw like the commish. You know, I've been looking through all this, trying to figure out who to give it to. It's sad.
Yep.
Because I stood here last week and listened to these nuts say they were going to redeem themselves. And they failed again.
Oh, they did fail. He was like, it was the high. I scored the most points of the losing team, and then I was gonna, And then he scored
now,
the least amount of points in the entire league.
Yes.
Okay.
On top of that,
that's tough.
For
to talk
some
shit
reason,
to that.
Everybody that has beat him has, I mean, like you said last week, he's been outscored by a lot. Yeah. Every loss has been by a lot. So I'm sorry to say, but I got to give the donkey award to these nuts.
All right, so we got these nuts / Yankees.
It's Yankees.
We got freaking it's Riggin.
Friggin' and the Riggin.
We got El Dicho on my
freaking retarded.
So we're split. We're three-way split.
There's no really agreement.
So, here. I mean, as a team, you've got to figure out what it is. I mean, I'm thinking, I think it's awesome that we split this. Because
and anybody that has
it's my dog
a disagreement with this.
Needs to show their asses up.
Show the fuck up and start talking.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because we're going to publish this and then we're going to listen to it. And if you guys want to come out, if you want to Skype in, you want to do whatever to join this conversation, let's do it. The whole point of this is for all of us to talk about what the fuck's going on. Fuck the text. Let's podcast.
Yankees is ranked 12th in the league.
Even if you lose, still show up. Oh, there's my beautiful wife. Look at her.
There she
Whoa.
Is. Oh, my God.
The sunshine walked in.
It's amazing. It smells so much better in here now that you showed up.
Did you come get the champ's autograph?
Yes, she did. She did, you son of a bitch.
Whatever. You got a hat. You're going to give it up.
You better sign that out on a piece of paper. That's it. Woo! Nothing else. Nothing else. But the point of where we're going with this before my beautiful wife showed up is that if you want to dispute this or have a conversation about this conversation,
show up.
Yeah. My house is not far.
I agree.
No excuses. We love everybody. We're so happy that you guys showed up today. Thank you for joining the episode 5 called The Depression. Thank you, the champ Rico. Thank you, Dan.
For being humble.
For being humble. Humble.
Well, I spoke too soon. I spoke too soon.
I just got to play it one more time.
Yeah, that's a Steve song. Dan, thanks for running the league. We love the fact that you take care of all this, approve all my trades. You know, thank you.
Are you doing that?
Have a great night, everybody. We will see you next week. And listen, if you have any thoughts on this, make sure that you do a review for us. We can't wait to hear it. Thank you so much.
Those dados.
Take care.
Later.